Well, to say Jerry Ellis was happy about Missouri Central Bus Company killing its contract with St. Louis Public Schools would be an understatement. Ellis, a black, retired, top-of-the-line airline mechanic from Webster Grove, says he was recruited to work at Missouri Central Bus Company to fix, cross off the buses on the broken-down list. But Ellis says some of his superiors were unhappy that he would not cut corners. Then his coworker found a noose on a rope in the shop. When Missouri Central announced that they were terminating the contract with St. Louis School District, they also announced they were closing down, laying off over 300 workers coming up in June, which would include Mr. Ellis. SLPS says the Missouri Central company demanded an additional $2 million for its services despite not being properly staffed for three straight semesters. I sat down with Mr. Ellis, had this conversation about the struggles in the last 6 months. I first asked him if he was surprised by Missouri Central leaving St. Louis.
No, because it was something that I prayed for and it was something that I expected. And so because I expected that and the conditions, I knew that this was coming.
Just to back out and they just leave St. Louis, is that surprising to you?
No, that's not surprising to me because, you know, for the record, I'd like to say this here. I just feel like that the whole situation reminds me of slavery. When the slaves would get out of line, they would whoop the slaves until the skin fall off their back. And so then that's the same scenario, is that working for Missouri Central and other companies as well. But it's like when you get out of line and you try to speak out, they do everything they can to rip that skin off your back. And then when I read the article about shortage of drivers, it's kind of sad because in a way is I feel like Missouri Central took advantage of a poor system. When I say a poor system, you have to understand that there are parents that can't meet the means to get their kids to school. You have to understand that drivers are struggling to live with the cost of living and their daily activities. And so when you take advantage of a broken system, then you ignore the actual situation of that system, meaning that if you have a mechanic that's such as I, that who is experienced, I come in and I say, okay, this is what we need to do to make a better system and to help our community, and this is what we need to do. Instead of helping that mechanic, they go to what you call whooping his skin off his back. It's sad to come home and to explain to my wife that, and my son and my family, that I've been laid off for having sexual intercourses on buses that are loaded with cameras and videos. And with my 30-some years of experience, that hurts deeply. That's just like somebody whipping the skin off my back when I have sat there and put in 30 and 60 hours in overtime, begging for help to HR, to management, and asking them and trying to show them the situation and the problem. But they refuse to listen to me. And instead of that, they put noose in the shop, accuse you of sexual allegations in the whole nine yards. And then with the layoff of the 300 people, as I read the article, it goes back to saying shortage of drivers. It's not, there we go again. We're pointing the blame away from the company.
You feel like the finger should have been pointing back at themselves, exactly. For this bus company, not blaming it on the employees.
Exactly. And the reason why we have to learn to get away from the ideal of that white is right and black is wrong. We have to get away from the idea of race. And when we get away from the idea of race and stop hiring because of race, then we'll find ourselves in a better situation. And
explain that a little more. So you're saying this company was just hiring people based on the color of their skin?
Putting people in position based upon the color of their skin that is not qualified for that position. So to help you understand is, if you put a TIC mechanic in charge.
What's TIC mean again?
TIC means tech in charge.
Tech in charge, okay.
Yeah, the tech in charge of the shop. If you put a TIC mechanic in charge, why do you have constantly buses breaking down? Why is the company spending thousands of dollars on situation breaking down? So the company is losing money. And you're paying this man these hours and these wages to be able to say, hey, this is a problem. This is what we need to do. And if he's not addressing that problem, and then you need to remove that person from that position. But we won't do that. We'd rather keep that person in position. And then if that black man, which is me, step up and say, hey, this is not right, you whip him over the back with a whip instead of saying, okay, let me see what he's talking about, because we're losing thousands of dollars. This man's not doing his job. And we keep that person in position. Another prime example, we have a manager that who's a tech manager who's overcharged in two shops. He stated that he's not a mechanic. So why would you hire somebody and put him in a position to manage two mechanic shops and tell you that they're not a mechanic? So how do they know what to repair, and how do they know what the safety is, the safety role and the role of that situation?
So you're saying these people were being hired not on basic, not on the basics of their abilities, but just because they're white or black?
Yes, because of the color of their skin.
And these managers you were talking about, they were white? Or?
Yes, the managers I'm talking about are white. So if you look over the history, and the history tells us that financial and income gap between black and white is way out the ballpark. So then that goes to back up to say, okay, are black people dumb that they can't do certain jobs, or they're not qualified to do certain jobs? You know, and I'm not speaking out as a racial term, because my family is white and I got adopted at a young age. And one thing they taught me is to fight racism with education. You know, and when you fight racism with education, educate yourself on everything that you do. And I'm not saying that I'm better than a white man. I'm not saying I'm better than a black man. But it's harder for a black man to survive in this society. And so by it being so hard, we have to endure and go through so much. But because you're looking at the color of the skin, because you're looking at it in a racial way, that black people are dumb, they don't know what they're talking about, let's get them back in their places by charging with sexual charges, you know, putting sexual allegations in their file.
You've been accused of this?
I was complaining about how the bus is being repaired. I was complaining about how many buses are being towed, and nobody's investigating it. Nobody's doing anything about it. And I'm seeing the problem. I'm trying to tell them the problem. They don't want to listen to me. And so then they allowed the TIC, the man in charge, who's Caucasian, they allowed him to constantly, every day harass me. I kept turning in that paperwork. I kept complaining to management.
What do you mean? What do you mean by harassing?
Well, to give you an example of harassment, like if I tried to explain to him what he was doing wrong on a bus, he would tell me, you know, I know what I'm doing, and so on. And then when you turn around, he blows the bus up. And then you're looking, you're like, I just told this man what to do, but he's saying he knows more than me, but he blows the bus up. So the company don't see that. And you got brakes blowing out, you got wheel seals blowing out. And you tell the company, hey, you know, this is what we need to do. This is what we need to change. I've been doing this a long time. Won't you try my method or my ideal? You know, no. And so then what that TIC would do was he would just find things to nitpick and come after me. Like, example, like you left a pot of oil on the floor. Or he'll cuss me out for coming in a few minutes late when I never was late. Like the management will say, be here at 6 o'clock because there's no school tomorrow. And I normally time it at 5. And so I will come in at 6 and he will cuss me out. And then me and him had words on the floor because of me coming in at 6 o'clock when someone else told me what to do. Little simple things like that, or like if I have a tool and he'll say, that's against company policy. You can't use that tool. So then the drivers start coming to me for support, because we had so many buses broke down and drivers couldn't get the support that they needed. So drivers turned to me. And so I started addressing those issues, building a communication, building a relationship with the drivers so that we can get on top of some of the understanding of the breakdown.
And they didn't want to have anything to do with that.
No, they
upper management.
Right. And so my TIC guy came to me and he says, well, that So he came to me and he said that that is considered sexual harassment. And I said, how is that considered sexual harassment when I'm just trying to help and be a part of the team? And then there was incidents after incidents where another quick incident where we had a bus where it was totally unsafe. He gave it to the driver anyway. I walked off the job because I said, if you're going to put this bus back in service, I quit.
Seems like you came to work to just to be, you know, beat over the head with things that aren't, right, you know, in your control.
Okay. Well, to be honest, is that I felt that I needed to be a voice for the Afro-American community. I felt that I needed to be a voice for these kids, poor Afro-American kids. I felt that I needed to be a voice.
Again, that is Jerry Ellis, a mechanic who worked at Missouri Central. In part two, we'll hear how the stress of working in those conditions landed Mr. Ellis in the hospital. That's coming up at 9:20 on Total Information AM. And we're back here on Total Information AM. Good morning, Stuart McMillan filling in for Scott Jagow. This is part two of our conversation with Jerry Ellis, a black retired airline mechanic. He was recruited to work for Missouri Central Bus Company in the fall of last year. A few short months later, he's in the hospital for stresses caused by the work conditions there. Now Missouri Central is leaving St. Louis. They're firing 300 people in June. Our conversation with Jerry Ellis continues right now on Total Information AM Weekend.
Handedly closed down Missouri Central.
That's a good question.
Is it your fault that they're leaving town?
No, I wouldn't say I'm singly one to close down this Missouri Central. I think that Missouri Central closed down from ignorance. You know what I'm saying? And when I say ignorance, it's come to a time that you have to wake up. Wake up. You know what I'm saying? Get out of the old syndrome. Get out of the old back way of doing things. Get out of that syndrome. Get out of that mindset. And when I say that, if you have no, if he's a Mexican, if he's black, if he's white, and if he sees something that is wrong, and don't shut him up. Take that advice, because that advice can take you a long ways in life.
I think if they would have listened to your advice, they'd still be a company here in St. Louis. They'd still have a shop and not be closing down and getting rid of 300 people.
In my honest opinion, yes, because I understand costs and money, and they was concerned about costs and money, but they brought that up on themselves. It's sad to say that the respect level that they have for the drivers and the community and for the kids' sake, and what you allow these people and what you allow your counterparts to continue to do. And so my whole thing is that if you continue to allow a system the way it is that, you know, it's if you continue to allow that, then basically you don't have respect for the whole entire system in itself. And I look at that as taking advantage and robbing a poor community. You're making money off of these people, and you got these people working with no benefits, slave labor to me, you know, low wages, and you won't repair their buses. You won't give them anything safe to drive. You don't care that the kids' buses catching on fire. You don't care that you have to keep transferring kids from one bus to another bus. You don't care that you're affecting their education. You're not teaching them how to get to work on time. You're not teaching them not only to get to work on time, but you're not giving them the respect to have that education to be able to survive in life in itself. You see what I'm saying? And how many times can you go to the school board and say it's driver's fault? You know, when you gonna stand up and be a man and say, hey, we have a problem? You know, and like,
and do you feel like them moving out, they're still not addressing that issue?
They're running from the root cause. And so when I say they're running from the root cause of it, they're running from the facts. They have too many facts against them. And so instead of standing up and facing those facts head on, instead of standing up and facing and admitting what they did, they need to stand up and say, yeah, we was wrong. They owe the drivers. They owe the city of St. Louis. They owe the children's. They owe all of us an apology, but they won't do it. You see what I'm saying? They will not. They won't do it. And so instead of apologizing, they'd rather just run from the situation. they got enough money, they can run and do whatever they want to do. They don't, you know, hey, we made some money off of them, boom, let's go. You know what I'm saying? And they went to, the article read that they went to ask for more money, and the city wouldn't give them more money. I don't blame St. Louis for not giving them no money. Your kids can't get to school, you can't perform, you can't do your job, but you want me to pay you for a job that you ain't doing. I'm not going to pay you for a job that you ain't doing. You know, do your job. If you do your job, I'll give you more money.
So no blame on the school system for not upping the contract payment.
Right. I take my hat off to the school system, and I don't blame them one bit. I give them credit every day. I wouldn't give them a dime. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give them a dime because not only would I wouldn't give them a dime, but the biggest thing, reason why I wouldn't give them a dime, because the school system made a good decision in my eyes not to give them a dime, because they're saying, okay, these are our kids. This is our community that we're trying to service. Why are you guys putting nooses and advertising nooses in our community? You see what I'm saying? Why are you guys lynching Afro-Americans in our community? And you want us to pay you for that? You want us to give you extra amount of $1 million to put looses in the shop? It's basically what you're saying. You want us to give you amount of $1 million to accuse an African-American man for having sex on buses with different women? You want us to pay you for that? I'm not going to do that.
Nobody lost their job, did they, after the noose was found?
No. And that's the kidding part. If I may be wrong, I don't know if it's true or not, but I can't recall anybody got any apology. I never got apology. I can't recall anybody being laid off or, you know, taken off work or taken off the clock for investigation. None of that went down. You know what I'm saying? And you're going, something wrong with this picture. It's something really big wrong with this picture, that you guys have the audacity to put a noose in a shop, and they do an investigation, but nobody gets laid off. Nobody get their hour cut. None of that. You know what I'm saying? It don't even make no sense to me.
Well, kudos for you for going back to work tomorrow in this work environment. I mean, I worked in a motorcycle shop, and, you know, it had some ups and downs. And when I moved on to radio full time, you know, I felt like I was in a better place. And, right. You know, there were some different respect levels. But, man, I can't imagine. I just can't. I don't understand. But I appreciate and I understand you going. But I understand this back, standing up for your right. For your beliefs,
right? And not only saying that for the beliefs, but it's not just about me.
Yeah.
You see, that's the whole thing. The only reason why I endure the suffering and the pain and the late hours of working and the long hours of working and the constantly racial issues, the constant being my knowledge and my experience and my character constantly being denied. The only reason I did that is for my community. It's for the kids' sake. Not only just for the bus drivers and the kids' family, but also for the city of St. Louis. You know, I did, you know, I worked my ass off, excuse my French speak, for this city and for the St. Louis of the St. Louis public school system, because that's what they required me to do. They required me to be their backbone. They required me to give them a good product. Don't just hand me a half bucket full of water when I'm thirsty and I need a full bucket of water. Give me a good quality job. You see what I'm saying? And I was able to, and I can say this, I was able to rest at night because I went to work and I did my job. And my family would tell you, I've laid up many nights scared, worried, in tears, of the work and the performance that I've seen that these buses go out. And we should pray about it every night. And I say, man, and she would tell you, I would lay down and say, God, protect these kids. I would pray for the mechanics. I would pray for St. Louis. And I would pray for my coworkers. And I was just, and every night I would pray for that, because it was in fear. Because you being in a mechanic for 30-some years and you see it coming, it's like a train wreck, and you can see it coming. And I'm going to be honest with you, on the stock of Bibles, I'm going to tell you, I say, God, either do two things. And you either need to do two things. You either remove this company, and if you don't remove this company, you need to remove the staff that is in place. And I said, God, if you don't do that, we're going to lose a lot of affirmation. We're going to lose a lot of kids. No matter if you're black or white, somebody's going to get killed.
Again, that's Jerry Ellis. I had to cut this interview down immensely. We plan to upload the full one-hour sit-down with Jerry Ellis, the black retired airline mechanic who was recruited to work for Missouri Central Bus Company. Had all these things happen to him in less than a six-month span. So we appreciate Mr. Ellis coming on with us. And again, we'll have that full interview at KMOX.com.